Thank you for joining me today. This is the Angry Prepper. Today's episode, episode 26, is going to be on hurricane preparedness 2, understanding hurricanes, alerts, and flood zones. Sorry. So, I went over my first podcast on hurricane preparedness and discovered I left a lot out. So I'm going to make this as quick as possible. I'm not going to drag it out. We're going to talk about two terms heard when talking about hurricanes. First one is storm surge. Storm surge refers to the dome of the ocean, right? Propelled by the wind and low barometric pressure of a hurricane. Storm surge from hurricanes have been known to destroy large buildings and communities close to the coastline. Sort of like what happened with Superstorm Sandy, right? Hurricane is a type of tropical cyclone, the generic term of a low-pressure system that generally forms in the tropics. A typical cyclone accompanied by thunderstorms, and in the northern hemisphere, a counterclockwise circulation of wind near the Earth's surface. Hurricane can cause catastrophic damage to the coastline and several hundred miles inland. Winds can exceed 155 miles per hour. Hurricanes and tropical storms can also spawn tornadoes and or microbursts. Creates storm surge along the coast and causes extensive damage from heavy rainfall. I got that from Are You Ready? The FEMA guide. Now, hurricane grading system, right? It was category 1. The 5, you never want to see a 5. Because I'll get to why, right? So category 1s are wind speeds of 74 to 95 miles an hour. Damages are minimal. It unanchors mobile homes, vegetations, and signs. Storm surges can reach anywhere between 4 to 5 feet, which is nothing. Category 2, wind speeds 96 to 110 miles an hour. Damages is moderate. Storm surge can reach 6 to 8 feet. Category 3, wind speeds 111 miles per hour to 130 miles per hour. Damages, extensive damage to small buildings and low-lying roads can get cut off. Storm surge can reach 9 to 12 feet. Category 4, wind speeds 131 to 155 miles an hour. Damages are extreme. Roofs destroyed, trees down, roads cut off, mobile homes gone. Beach homes are flooded and the surge can reach 13 to 18 feet. Category 5. This is wind speeds that exceed 155 miles an hour. Damages are catastrophic. Most buildings are destroyed, vegetations are destroyed, trees are down, major roads are cut off, homes are flooded. Storm surge greater than 18 feet. So again, you hear a Category 5 is coming to your neighborhood, go to higher ground, go further inland, get off the coast. Do not stay behind and think you're a hero. Right? There was a stubborn old man that I read about in Louisiana. When Katrina was coming, he wanted to stay behind. His daughter begged and pleaded with him to leave. He didn't. When the height of the storm hit, he called her, scared, and now it was too late to leave. She couldn't go and get him, and he couldn't leave. Well, the floods came in, they went looking for him, and they found him in the attic, dead from a heart attack, right? I guess his system was just overworked. Flood zones. If you live in a flood zone, and a hurricane's coming, I'm going to venture to say, over a category 3, leave the area, okay? Go to a shelter, go to a friend's home that's in a safer area, go further inland. Don't stay home. That's possibly the wrong thing to do. I just explained to you a story about an old man. You don't want to be that old man, all right? Now, after Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy, New York City set all these flood zones that were reevaluated, and 6 zones were created. Like I said, you live in one of those hot spots, red zones, whatever they call them, get out. right? Evacuating, you need a plan. You're not going to see this hurricane coming and all of a sudden take up. You need to have a plan behind that evacuation. You need a place to stay. So talk to your friends and family, or hell, even ahead of time, go get a hotel, again, further inland and stay there. Make sure you have the numbers to your friends and family's homes. Make sure they have your number, even if you're leaving the area, so they can still keep in contact with you wherever you are. If the storm hits and you're still home, stay home. Do not venture outside. It is safer to stay in your house so that someone can find you than it is for you to leave and you get blown around somewhere in the city or town. Stay home. If you live in a high-rise building, take shelter on any floor below 10, right? So New York City, Chicago, Detroit, Boston, right? If you live in one of those high-rises there, hell, Florida and Miami, stay on a floor below 10. Now, how to cope with losses? I have no clue on how to cope with losses, all right? Other than your material is just that. As long as everybody in your family is okay and you still have a bank account, you're good to go. We've all lost things here and there, you know, little things, your computer, your phone, you know, keys of your car. Those are little things. Keep in mind, as long as you're still alive, the shit that you lost in your home, you know, it'll bother you, might even piss you off, but it's not the end of the world, right? So that's my way of dealing with it, which is like, fuck it, I can get it again, right? All right, a couple of quick tips that I'm going to go over. 5/8 thick wood boards, right? So plywood at 5/8, cut to fit your window. Have them cut ahead of time. Don't wait till the storm comes. You buy these things and then you're trying to figure out how to fit them. Have them pre-cut already. You can do them at Home Depot. You could do them yourself. If you have shutters, use those instead. If you want to be real crazy, use your shutters and then put the plywood over them. If you can't buy any more boards, then put plastic sheeting up over your windows. Duct tape them to create a barrier between you and the flying objects or flying glass, right? So put the plastic sheeting outside. You can also put it inside. Outside would probably be a waste of time, but hell, doubling up on everything doesn't hurt. If you're in a home or an apartment building, especially a high-rise again, take refuge in the most inner part of your home away from the windows, okay? Reason for that, because of flying debris that could come in through the window or the windows can get blown in. So hang out in the hallway, hang out in the, it's usually like the hallway of your home. That's where you won't have any windows or less windows, sorry. Clear your gutter. Remove all loose items from your porch, terrace, and backyard. So that's your grills, your lawn furniture, playset, kit toys, tools. Make sure all of those are in the garage. Plan for an evacuation and then have a backup plan to that. Prepare your vehicle for possible evacuation. Make sure your gas tanks are filled ahead of time. Do not wait till afterwards and don't wait during. Have your bug out bag at the ready. Turn your refrigerator on at its coldest setting in case you lose power. And pack with plastic sheeting or newspaper inside the freezer. Freeze a few bottles of water as well to keep your food cold. So in your fridge, you're going to freeze a bunch of, let's say, soda bottles. You're going to use those to keep your food cold. You can put that in a cooler. And if you're going to get a cooler, get a Yeti cooler with the frozen soda bottles, with water, that is, not soda. And that's going to keep your food and stuff cold for probably 4 or 5 days, easy. Test your generator. Always test your generator. If I'm not mistaken, you're supposed to test them once a month or once every other month. I don't have one because I live in an apartment. But that's what I remember hearing. But don't quote me on it. Fill up your bathtub. Use the water bob, which I'm going to put a link to that in the description below. or use a garbage bag. All right, so fill up your tub, make sure you clog the drain because water can still seep through the drain even though you plug it. So put duct tape over it if you have to, put a plastic sheeting over it if you have to, or use the water bob. And unplug all your appliances and electronics. All right, guys. So that was pretty much it. That was a little longer than I wanted it to be. This is the Angry Prepper. If I got anything wrong, email me at angryprepper@gmail.com. You can also watch me on YouTube under the Angry Prepper Urban and the Angry Prepper Outdoors. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. And thank you for watching.